Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Donald Crump. I'm going to just start calling him Crump the Corrupt. Donald Trump's daily corruption and the news, the constant news cycle about this, is pretty outstanding in its scope and its breadth. You've got the watches he's hawking. Melania's hawking stuff. They got the meme coins they're hawking. They got the kids doing the deals in the Mideast. They got the Trump World Liberty Financial doing deals in the Mideast. Kushner's going to be the developer in Gaza. And I will get to that today. It all stinks. There's the arguable, basically, like, selling of pardons. It's gross. You would think, as he guts oversight agency after oversight agency, as he fires inspector general after inspector general, as he installs lackey after incompetent lackey into various appointed positions that are supposed to be independent from the White House, that are responsible for oversight, like the self-proclaimed, I've got a Nazi street guy that's thankfully not going to be the head of the Office of Special Counsel. You would think that the last bastion of constitutional oversight of a visibly, objectively, daily corrupt president, you know, Congress, that congresspersons might be a little interested in this corruption. And they might want to, you know, keep themselves abreast of the day's news. But sadly, if they are on the MAGA side of the fence, it seems that the constant refrain is, I know nothing, not a thing. I know nothing about this. Listen, this is Mike Johnson yesterday, and it's important that you note that this was Mike Johnson yesterday being asked about Donald Trump deciding if he himself is going to pay himself $230 million, a quarter of $1 billion, for his bogus complaints about the very legitimate investigations into his very criminal conduct during his first administration. Listen to Mike Johnson, knowing nothing about it, yesterday.
How comfortable are you with the president apparently seeking $230 million from the Department of Justice?
I don't know the details about that. I've just read it. I didn't talk with him about that. I know that he believes he's...
I don't know anything about that. When asked a question about the president's unethical, corrupt self-dealing, and you don't know anything about it yesterday, you would think that by today, Mike Johnson would know something about it. But alas, you would be wrong.
You said yesterday you were still trying to get the details of this $230 million the president has asked for the Justice Department to pay for his legal bills. Now that you've had some time left to get the details, are you okay with taxpayers potentially being on the hook for that kind of money?
I'm not trying to dodge the question. I haven't had time to get the details, okay? That's still on my list, things to do list. Yesterday was almost literally a 21-hour workday.
Wah. Is this guy for real? Yes, of course you're dodging the question, you spineless puppet. And then, of course, Carolyn Leavitt. She's become kind of like the weirdly blinking, stares off, thousand-yard stare Cupid doll of the Trump administration. She always goes to the mat. Now, we're putting two sounds together here, folks. This is Leavitt with indignance. How dare you? And then listen to Trump admit that, yeah, he's probably going to be paying himself. Listen to these two things together.
I think it's frankly ridiculous that anyone in this room would even suggest that President Trump is doing anything for his own benefit.
With the country, it's interesting because I'm the one that makes the decision, right? And, you know, that decision would have to go across my desk. And it's awfully strange to make a decision where I'm paying myself. In other words, did you ever have one of those cases where you have to decide how much you're paying yourself in damages?
Caroline, do you actually listen to what the president says? Does Mike Johnson, or is anyone paying attention? The lights are on, but no one's home. So Senators Cornyn and Cassidy were also asked about it. This makes for some interesting sound. At least one of them admits, like, the optics are bad. But again, it's a confederacy of dunces. I know nothing. I know that I probably should look at that. Listen to this nonsense.
Well, it seems odd. And I think he's in the difficult position where he's asking for something that he would approve. I think it's terrible optics.
Do you have any issues with the $230 million ask that Trump had to the Justice Department for his legal bills?
I want to find out more about it because I don't know what the details are.
The president had asked the Justice Department to pay for his legal bills with taxpayer money, $230 million. Are you okay with that?
You're telling me this right now, Manu. Can I kind of track it down? Before I comment, let me read that on my own.
I don't mean to dodge the question, but maybe some bad opt. Oh, gosh. How dare you suggest that the president would do anything for his own benefit in this last 30 seconds that Caroline Leavitt was on Fox News? You cannot make this stuff up. Again, for the MAGAs in Congress, the lights are on, but ain't nobody home. Nobody is interested in doing a whit of their constitutional duty to exercise oversight over the executive branch. Shame on them. If this isn't the thing that you can find your way to, maybe a trail of breadcrumbs to understand that this is absolutely an abomination, it is self-dealing, it is unethical, anywhere in the world for anybody that's going to tell the truth about it, except for these guys. Yeah. When we come back, I'm joined by Tom Moore, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress, because when we talk about corruption, it ultimately is about getting the money, the dark money, out of politics. And Mr. Moore's got a solution that does not require a constitutional amendment. We talk about how to make it better on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.